Hey, sorry about that. Forgot there was a radio show tonight. hold on, let me plug my shit in here. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Are we live or are we Memorex?
Both.
If you break a glass, you have to clean it up.
We just have a tape recording of Riff.
What?
That's all he's going to say all night.
What?
We almost determined earlier today that it would just be easier if we just pre-recorded all of our commentary and played it back through an iPod so we could use this stupid mixing board.
Yeah, we spent another, what, $27?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And another, what, 30 on that dongle?
That device will be useful if we ever get off our butts and get some real microphones.
But the problem is I just don't want to use real microphones.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it'll be useful if we ever get off our butts and figure out a way to get...
I mean, you can buy me a real microphone and I would use it.
Well, sure.
I mean, I would, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we couldn't do it if we wanted to. I'm saying that I don't particularly want to. Yeah, just no goddamn mixing board is gonna work.
Well, because the grand total sample of the one mixing board that we've
No, I mean, I spent some time looking online. I could not find anywhere a description of a mixing board that would take, like, PC microphone, like, PC headset, cheap $15, $20 microphones, and take them as inputs. It seems like every mixing board is assuming that you're actually going for quality sound, where we don't really care about the quality, and so they all require powered microphones. So I couldn't find anything that didn't talk about needing, you know, microphones that cost, you know, $50 or $100 or whatever. Nothing seems to want to just take. I don't understand. It seems like there should be a niche for this kind of thing. But maybe one of our listeners knows of a mixing board that would work, and it would be that we could just use that.
Yeah, I mean, all the people who like podcast, you know,
they all have real mics.
Either that, or they just don't have more than one person.
Well, they don't. Yeah, they don't tend to have more than one person. Or I mean, a lot of them do the same thing that we do, and they just get a splitter and they just plug into the microphone jack, and it works acceptably, especially for two people. It's just getting, you know, the three and the four that starts to get really difficult to balance everything. You know.
Yeah.
We've got all that. Plus, we've got all the cords just making all the impedances all screwy because it's
impeded.
It's all impeded.
And our sibilance. There's something wrong with our sibilance.
I think Riff just got
sibilance.
Buried in some sort of Lego avalanche.
Yeah, is that like an advent calendar?
No, it's bottle caps. I was looking for some marbles I had in here.
You lost your marbles?
Yes, and a big box of bottle caps. Funny how that works.
Too bad they're not. Too bad they're not Willy Wonka bottle caps. Otherwise, you could just keep grabbing stuff out of the box and eating it until your teeth broke, and then you would know you had made it to the marbles.
That seems like a non-ideal metric.
Yeah, KMD says that all we need is to get stereo 1/8-inch female to 1/4-inch male mono jacks. Yeah, you would think so, KMD.
We did exactly that.
Does not work at all.
We just did that today.
If we in these microphone jacks on this mixing board, we can plug in the output from an iPod and it works just fine. But we plug in these mics and all we get is buzz off of them.
If we can
scream into them, we get a slightly
tiny,
louder buzz.
Yeah, there's a little bump, but it's just nothing is actually coming through this particular mixing board. Maybe, you know, a $100 mixing board would be different, or a $200 mixing board. This is, you know, a cheap $30 one from Radio Shack. But I guess I don't understand why. What would be fundamentally different between this and any other mixing board that claimed to have a microphone input? It says nothing about requiring powered microphones in the documentation.
Pretty sure that this mixer was built for $2 out of spare parts from Chinese factory and just labeled however the fuck they want.
That's
to sell it to people like us.
That is possible.
Your research on the internet seemed to indicate that it's a POS brand.
Yeah.
Mixer. A lot of people reporting that it just broke immediately after turning it on. A lot of other people saying, "Yep, I got this to use with headset mics,"
and it did not work.
KMD says he's setting us up on his dime at Con 5. Good luck, man. We've spent 1,000 dimes and not had any luck.
Yes,
we have spent 1,000 dimes.
That is true.
And the thing is, this thing would be fine if we had the kind of microphones that Amplitude has.
Right.
If somebody knows about a mixing board that will take goddamn headset mics,
we're happy to buy the quarter inch to 8-inch adapters or whatever. We have them now.
Yeah, we got a bunch of those. That's what we spent the $27 on. Was on the combination of that and extension cable.
So that we can all be in different parts of the room.
We can all be returning to the womb at varying rates.
Yes.
What's the cat chewing on?
Nothing. Yeah.
The cat isn't chewing on anything.
The cat's just sitting there.
The cat's chewing on what the goggles do. I see.
I don't know.
I was having some trouble with this new adventure that I was working on. It's a new adventure.
In hi-fi?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got a ton of questions.
Some of them appear to be from Mr. Skullhead. So
some of them are.
Are they? I mean, they're all from that day. It looks like he flushed some questions. Then. Somebody sent him a link to a safety table, so... Chef Bob 27 says, Juggalos for life, yo. Some dude salutes you. Lol. Yeah, they were listening to that. Somebody, I told you about that, right?
Yeah.
Seeing that person in World of Warcraft that was in
clan
called the Dark Carnival, and I went up and I yelled, Juggalos for life, yo, and they saluted me. And I went, oh, God, I was just kidding.
Be careful what you wish for.
Let's see. A lot of this is talking to... Dying Waffle says, on the KOL wiki, it states that the effect Kiss of the Black Fairy references the Gay Nigger Association of America. Is this true? If so, why? Because they're awesome.
Post and doesn't afraid of anything.
Yeah, they doesn't. And it's sort of the premier organization for gay niggers, you know? You don't get...
They're an association of America, goddammit.
They really are. They are the essence of what makes America great. The thing is, I actually kind of believe that. The fact that the Gay Nigger Association of America is allowed to exist does kind of demonstrate why I think America is so great. You know?
I suppose that's a valid point.
They got on CNN.
That
JewsDid 9/11.com got referenced as part of this like anti-Semitic conspiracy fake site about how the Jews were responsible for September 11th. CNN. Ruby Weapon says, "Why don't you like me or my questions?" Presumably that's for Mr. Skullhead. Probably because you're a girl and Mr. Skullhead doesn't like girls. I'm assuming that your first name is Ruby and your last name is Weapon. That's why I'm assuming you're a girl.
But why would
it be something?
Why would you lie about that on the internet?
Exactly.
LSK says, preceded by itself in quotation marks yields a sentence. I believe we've been quined.
What? What?
a quine is a phrase that preceded by itself in quotation marks yields a sentence, such as that one. Preceded by itself in quotation marks, preceded by itself in quotation marks, yields a sentence. Yeah. I missed the yields a sentence in the first one.
That sounds suspect.
Yeah, I feel like there was something meta going on there that I wasn't quite...
It's in Go to Letterboxd. I thought you read Go to Letterboxd.
No.
Oh.
It's sideways on my shelf, dude.
I tried to read that in high school and got confused, and the book kind of fell apart because the glue in the spine was crumbling into dust. I bought another copy, like, a couple months ago and read, like, the first 4 or 5 chapters.
And got confused.
I was going a lot better, but I got distracted by something that was actually fun to read.
Go to Letterboxd is a lot of work. I made it, like, two-thirds of the way through it in college, and I never actually picked up the rest of it, but I do remember the quining.
I don't read.
I like that the is written on jars of mustard to keep them fresh. Is written on jars of mustard to keep them fresh. So
oh, that's maybe, a much better example.
Yeah, it made me,
I would have totally understood what you meant.
Right. Like, and, you know, so it just made me want to get some mustard and write is written on jars of mustard to keep them fresh. Yeah.
Huh.
Also, I've always wanted, and I don't know why I've never done this, because it would seriously take like an hour and maybe $5 worth of stuff just to make two signs for my house, one of which says the rest of this sentence and the other of which says is on the wall in the kitchen, and hang the one that says is on the wall in the kitchen on the wall in the kitchen.
That's great.
But I've never done it. Because people would see that one and be like, what the fuck? You know, they'd see the rest of this sentence, like, oh, how avant-garde. But then, like, they'd see the one on the kitchen and be like, what? Because their minds would be blown, even though they think they're all cool.
I used to have one of those cards in my wallet that says, the sentence on the other side of this card is true, the sentence on the other side of this card is a lie.
Right. How do you keep a retard occupied? Turn over for answer.
Yeah.
And then the other answer is, give him a board game to play. That was less funny. Or funnier, depending on it.
Yeah.
Is this more like a Laffy Taffy card?
No, then the answer would have been a hippopotamus on the parade.
Yeah. LSK says, any advice on getting a geek girlfriend besides write a web game? You could write a different kind of game.
Go to parties thrown by people who write web
come
games.
Comic-Con
is it, yeah. There's like bevies of geek girls there.
Yeah. Comic-Con or Col-Con. Or
did you just call it Col?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I don't generally do that.
I'm going to have to smack you.
Oh, let's see. Jade Dragon Piece says, you said a couple of weeks ago you were going to update the Metallic A description. Still planning on doing that? No, we changed our mind.
What were we going to update it to? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just not funny. Phil Pfister says, will I ever have my Daniel Day-Lewis fetish satisfied? In-game, that is.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Big walrus mustache
sort of
and a glass eye.
Last Mohicans reference.
I guess. We could name some minor NPC Chingachgook.
In fact, perhaps one of them already is, and he owns some sort of shop.
That could be that the gift shop guy's name is secretly Chingachgook.
Uma says, what's the difference between consumables, miscellaneous, and miscellaneous, mostly potions? The difference is that consumables, miscellaneous, are things that generally heal you or otherwise un-debuff you, and mostly potions are things that give you effects.
Yeah. Everything in mostly potions gives you an effect when consumed.
Yeah.
The joke is that they're not all, a lot of them are just things that are narratively not potions. Vega says, I smashed my strange tiki idol and all I got was one twinkly powder. Was that really supposed to happen?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the joke. You finally figured out what was funny about the tiki idols. Jared the Red says, thoughts on the thread in the forums about making items of the month zappable into other items of the month? I personally thought it was truly idiotic, but I'm interested in what you might think. That is such a bad idea that I did not even read the thread. It was amazing to me that it got up to two pages.
Yeah.
People like to keep balls rolling sometimes. Yeah.
Right.
They can do that on their own time with their own balls.
Good answer.
Yeah. I haven't slept in a long time, so let me
apologize.
Wait,
did you not sleep today, Ruth?
What?
Have you been up since I saw you the first time this morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been up since 7 o'clock last night,
yeah,
so 24 hours.
That's not good.
Is it just because you were on a completely nocturnal schedule again and you're trying to get off?
I'm nearly going to... yesterday at about noon, I was like, I haven't gone to sleep yet. I'll just go take a nap. And it ended up being like a 7-hour nap.
I think that was the day I found you passed out in your chair with your arm dangling off the window.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you passed out in that chair a lot.
Were you worried that he might have died of some sort of heart attack or something?
Not really.
Or you were afraid that you were going to turn him around and see that there was a needle dangling from the arm?
What? I have a tendency to... I mean, when I'm sleeping, I love sleeping. But when I'm not sleeping, I put it off until I pass out.
Basically. Yeah. I have a really hard time going to sleep, and then I have a really hard time getting up once I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I'm a very Newtonian sleeper. And then most of the time I have to wait for an apple to fall from somewhere and knock me unconscious before I go to sleep.
You have a large amount of sleep inertia?
Yep. Minty Giant says, have you played any of the Kessen series? I liked Kessen, too. I've never even heard of the Kessen series, though.
Me
I did
either.
Once make the Kessel run in under 12 parsecs.
It made me happy that that was referenced to in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yeah. Where was that referenced?
It's on the Draenei starting area.
Oh.
You have to, it's called Kessel's Run. You have to go run on an elephant to warn people.
I see. I've never done that.
See that question in the questions list, and find isn't bringing it.
Oh, it's right. K-E-S-S-E-N.
Oh, there it is. Why did that...
Maybe you fail at spelling.
No, yeah, I typed in Minty Giant, and it found one all the way down at the bottom of the page, and I hit
maybe
next.
For
some, and
I feel like this forward search has a cursor somewhere, right? You
yep.
just can't see
you,
it.
You can
yeah.
set
so
it
maybe
by
you would
clicking
click
on
underneath.
The document.
Maybe you'd clicked underneath
maybe
Minty Giant,
it.
And I found the next one. RedMage13 says, Monroe does not have the power to end the game.
So were they talking about that Mindworm last show, I guess?
I
saw a couple of questions referencing
the game.
Like the Michael Douglas movie?
Yeah.
No, it's a mind worm wherein if you think about the game, you lose the game. Then there's no way to win the game, and if you think about it, you lose. It's just some sort of stupid mind.
I thought it was the first person to mention the game.
No, it has to do with
remembering it. It's like trying not to think of pink rhinoceroses.
I see. Yeah. When does the game start?
It's already started.
Yeah. Perpetually. As soon as you learn it,
it has started by virtue of the fact that you just lost it, so it obviously started at some point before.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Before this.
I think we're still in Scully's questions because I remember that, and he linked them all. He linked everybody to that XKCD strip about it so that everyone would shut up about it.
Nice. Oh, so that actually was it, Randall, that Monroe is Randall Monroe of XKCD.
We should hang out with that guy.
Should we?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
sounds like kind of a dork.
Well, okay.
I don't want to talk to nerds. You're afraid I'll have a nosebleed on you.
Xenophobe is pointing at me and giggling.
Minty Giants, has any thoughts on solid gold bowling pins? No.
That seems like a bad idea.
It wouldn't work very well. I did have that thing happen the last time I went bowling, though, where a...
You hit a pin? That happens to me, too, sometimes.
No, a pin got kicked out into the alley in front of the pin wrangler thing, and then I was going for a spare on the next frame and got a gutter ball, but it knocked this pin out of the alley that knocked down the one pin that was left standing, so I generally
consider it a good bowling game whenever I hit pins.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really terrible. That was a good story.
Whoa.
What?
Where Kingdom of Loathing is mentioned on the Muppet Wiki.
What? What?
Because we have the Glad Rags thing, and
right.
You know, it's Oscar, and so they mention us.
Are you just sort of like cruising around the Muppet with the
Wow, that's like, that's a great way to become famous, just by having references to everything so that everywhere that anyone talks about anything, they have to mention us.
Yeah, well, how many fucking Wikipedia articles are we in? Like, we were in the trivia sections of, like,
hundreds
of Wikipedia articles.
Yeah.
Just anything that we had referenced that had a big trivia section. And it kind of bugs me that Wikipedia is like, don't do trivia sections. Like, there's nothing wrong with trivia sections.
Yeah.
Trivia sections are frequently the most interesting part of a Wikipedia article.
I feel like they've stopped cracking down
yeah.
on that.
Finally. No, I don't. The thing is, I don't think they're trying to be interesting.
That's the thing. What I was going
to
say.
Arguably,
Wikipedia is trying to be informative rather than interesting, because everything is divisible into these slash dot moderation categories.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're trying to be insightful, but rarely are they trying to be off topic or troll.
Very frequently are they overrated.
Right.
Oh, goodness. You really must have forgotten to flush these questions. There's like a million of them.
From that day.
Yeah.
Oh,
Smurf wants the shout the filter toggleable, and I say no.
Wait, what?
Toggleable per person, I think.
As in, you could turn it off for people incoming to you?
Yeah. Not like make it so you can shout and other people can't. Make
right.
It so that way, if someone is shouting, you see what they're shouting instead of it always being.
Oh, I see. I mean, it really only hurts on short, very short phrases.
And like, I would say to the, people who are getting hit by really short phrases to be more verbose.
It happens to me all the time.
That's because you always abbreviate people's names to one or two letters.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the shout. I'm not talking about the repetition filter, not the shout.
Yeah.
That's happening. Totally unrelated.
I, in fact, hit the repetition filter on yeah a lot.
I do, too. And I hit it on hmm and ha.
I generally hit it on ha, 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 ha.
I hit it on
weird.
Yeah.
That, at least that's arbitrarily extensible
yeah.
to get around it. Like,
I usually hit it on
when,
yeah.
But generally, four ha's is exactly the amount of ha that I want to express. If I were to put it up to five ha's, that would indicate that I thought it was funnier than it actually was.
Right, you don't
was.
Want to exaggerate your mirth.
Exactly.
Are five ha's equal to one he? So he ha's actually six ha's, perhaps?
Well, that would be a really bad
joke. No, it was actually from this thing where they were trying to teach donkeys math.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work.
That
well,
for a
it did, but
to
the donkeys could never teach their kids because they. No, wait, donkeys can breed.
Wait, are mules?
Mules can't breed, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
And do. What kind of animals have kids? Like.
Kangaroos.
Goats.
Yeah, goats do. Goats and kangaroos
have offspring. Ashlyn says, what's the timeline of those new outfit ideas that everyone was talking about a while ago, like the stainless steel and plexi outfits, or outfits with more than 3 to 4 pieces? You know, the timeline on the stainless steel and plexi ones are the timeline of me making tattoos and giving them to Hot Stuff to animate and coming up with Halloween candy for them. So, arbitrarily long.
Yeah.
Let's just say 2 weeks.
But shorter than it shorter than it used to be.
Yeah, shorter than it used to be. The part of the work is done. And Xenophobe's awesome new outfit code afforded us a lot more flexibility than we used to have.
As far as outfits with more than 3 or 4 pieces, I would say we're going to add them whenever we can think of ones that make sense. We're not just going to add a bunch of arbitrary outfits just because, ooh, look at me, I can make an outfit that has lots of pieces.
Yeah, you're in the random shit from all over the place uniform.
What?
It's got a fool's cap, and
a fool's cap, fool's
some
cap.
Sort of... A shield.
Hypnodisc.
Yeah, sure.
And a clown skin harness.
3 hockey sticks, a clown skin harness, and we probably can't put more than one of the same accessory in an outfit, can we? Or can we?
Not sure.
And
probably not.
Fire point.
Mwahaha says, can we get a back to you store link at top of recent activity page? No, because back to you store, it would be a badly dramatically formed link. Sorry. Istanbul says, actually, Bully Scholarship Edition is already out for the Wii. I should know. I reviewed it. Don't waste your money. Bully should have been good. It just...
It's getting good reviews other places.
Is it?
Yeah, that guy disliking it is not in agreement with a lot of other people.
I did not like it. I have not played Scholarship Edition. So, maybe they updated it. Okay, so I read this interesting article about why Bully was a failure. They had two primary reasons why Bully was a failure. One was that, you know, in order to be successful, a game has to sell well to an American audience. And American audiences do not have memories of boarding school, fond or otherwise, you know.
Right, right.
And the second thing was...
Wait, do all British kids go to boarding school or something? Like,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Honestly, I think that a Bully game makes more sense at a boarding school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't know anything about boarding schools, or have never been to one, it just seems like a career bully would apply his trade much more effectively at a boarding school.
I mean, Harry Potter demonstrates that it is possible for stories about things happening at boarding school to be resonant with American audience, right? But the other thing that they said was its sort of primary, you know, problem, and I totally agree with this one, is that it is a sprawling open world game with lots of stuff for you to do, and it requires you to go back to go to class like every 15 or 20 minutes in the beginning. So you get the sense that there is a lot of stuff for you to do and the game is prohibiting you from doing it.
See, going to class, if I were designing the game, going to class would be basically the same thing as saving your game.
Yeah, I mean
that would just be the mechanism by which you save your game and went back to class.
It makes the plot advance and it teaches you stuff and it, you know, creates little cutscenes that introduce you to people or whatever, but it's just super frustrating. You get in trouble if you don't go to class, and you go out, you get a mission, you get to dick around, you know, trying to figure out the controls for about 3 minutes, and then you get yelled at for not going to class, and you have to go to class. And in order to not get in that trouble, you have to, like, you know, you basically have to give yourself however long it took to get where you were before it's time to go to class. It was just very much not fun. I can't imagine, well, I mean, I guess I could imagine ways to sort of make that happen. I mean, I feel like an arbitrary amount of stuff should be allowed to happen between classes. Maybe you divide the gameplay into discrete goals, right? And completing a mission makes it so it's time to go back to class.
I mean, you're using the Vice City model there, right?
Yeah, where the plot advances when you complete a mission is basically what's going on. And, you know, there could be, like... Oh, yeah, fine. We're answering questions. Scully already answered. Whatever, we're talking differently.
Because we're talking Texan, y'all.
Yep. Yeah. LSK says, have you noticed that reviews, no matter what the genre, tend to skew towards a 7 average? Yeah, it's because game reviews are useless.
I mean, what if the scale only goes from 1 to 7? I read somewhere that a scale that is more or less options than 7 is bad. That 7 options is sort of the optimal for humans.
I think you're thinking about the number of items that a person can count.
No, seriously, like in terms of gradations of just approval of something. Like, if you have fewer than 7, you can't really express shades of approval or disapproval. If you have more than 7, then you 3 of them just never get used. You know,
I would say as long as it's not an even scale, I'm happy, because I hate not having a middle option. Yeah. I don't like having to, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, agree, and strongly agree.
Is it because you're true neutral?
Yeah, I really hate filling out things like that, too, actually. But then again, I don't like true-false.
True dat.
False dat.
Southwest says, I'm just getting around to playing with it, and I'm finding that the El Vibrato stuff is really fun. However, I'm curious as to why the portal doesn't remain after Ascension. Given that it takes around 30 turns and 977 meat to earn 5 adventures in it, would it be too unbalancing to have the portal deactivate itself but persist across Ascensions? Probably not.
I mean, the idea is that you need to... You could pull... spheres.
That's the thing. You could pull a sphere, or you could pull an overcharged sphere, and then it would suddenly be potentially relevant to Ascension, and we kind of specifically wanted it not to be.
Yeah. That was the primary choice. It's like, there's a lot of high-powered monsters in there. Maybe you could beat them at level 11. Maybe that would help you speed up a run, and to just sort of take that out of the equation. And to make it, you have to go revisit the pirate stuff again. You know, that's kind of cool. Can't just jump back into there.
Let's see. Tommy Tom says, Baroque looks like a really cool, unique game with an interesting art style, but early reviews say that it's abysmally bad.
Well, you know, if it isn't Baroque.
Oh. Sorry. The Mutant Freaks of Nature guy, every once in a while sends me an IM. I like talking to him, but the only time I'm ever on IM is when I'm on the radio.
Oh, right.
So I had to tell him that I was on the radio. Let's see.
Do people understand that when you say, hey, I'm on the radio? Do they realize that you're actually doing a radio show as opposed to, like, hey, I'm sitting on this old-timey radio and it's warm and I don't really want to move.
Right, yeah, I think they do.
Okay.
And I said, sorry, doing a radio show right now.
I see.
No Moshing says, I require more familiars, especially familiars resembling Catgirls and or Mr. Saturn. Who's Mr. Saturn?
It's a character from Earthbound.
I see.
A very silly character.
From Earthbound?
From Earthbound.
Anyway.
Right. I was thinking of Mr. Satan.
No, that's the Dragon
Ball Z. Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember that at all.
The Mr. Saturns are the little flesh-colored, mostly head things that speak in the really crazy font.
Did you play Earthbound?
I'm guessing he didn't, or didn't play it very long.
I don't remember. Maybe I'm thinking of a different game.
Earthbound, the Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
The last time I tried to play that, cheating through it, I got stuck somewhere. And
is it because cheaters never prosper?
No. I wasn't so much cheating through it. I just turned on like a Game Genie code to always critical hit. Like I didn't want to. Like whenever I tried to play it, I was constantly just getting killed in the combats, and I don't like playing role playing games where you lose. Like I just hate sort of losing progress. Like I just kind of want to see the content, see how the mechanics work.
Yeah, it's because you play games like a designer and not like a player.
Yeah, but that's the only way I'm ever going to get through a console RPG. Or for some reason, if it's on a handheld.
Yeah, that's weird. Why does that work?
I think it's because I can. I don't mind a repetitive grind while I'm pooping.
Because that's basically what it is.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, I have to do this every day. Although, you know what I played while I was pooping today? I finally
count your poop?
What's that?
Count your poop?
Yes, count your poop. Yeah, I guess how much this turd weighs. My wife always gets mad when I fish him out of the toilet and put him on the scale. Because I use her kitchen scale. Because it has finer granularity. And sometimes so does my poop if I've been eating a lot of peanuts.
I was thinking of Secret of Evermore, but I have played Earthbound a little bit at least.
Secret of Evermore was the sequel to Secret of Mana.
It was in very much the same style, but there's Secret of Mana 1 and 2. I don't know that it was a sequel. It was not, as far as I could tell, related plot-wise at all.
Okay. Was it an RPG, or was it like a Zelda style?
It's got the Zelda style combat.
So did Secret of Mana.
Yeah. Would you consider Zelda an RPG?
I would consider it an action game.
I feel like action adventure is kind of what the category that most people put that in.
You don't. There's not really a way that you like personalize your character. Right?
Yeah.
You don't level up.
So what about Adventure of Link then? Is Adventure of Link suddenly an RPG because you're actually getting experience and leveling up?
I would say it would be more of an RPG than say any of the other.
Than the first Zelda.
Yeah. Or any of the other Zelda games.
Yeah. I mean, you're theoretically, you know, every one experience point you earn gives you one extra heart container, and you earn one experience point per boss you kill, and one experience point per heart container you find in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? It's an RPG.
Herp to her.
Occasional JD says, I just got it. Knob Goblin. Knob Goblin. Goblin Knob. Genius. Well, Iluro Dragon says, the bike cop seems to be missing from the image for the semi-rare Limerick Dungeon Adventure. Please fix. Nah, I'm not drawing a bike cop.
You could draw George Carlin.
That's true. Yeah, I could draw George Carlin on a motorcycle.
Juggling tacos.
Juggling tacos. Yeah.
He's getting really old lately.
Is he?
Yeah. So I saw
that taco juggling.
Yeah, no, George Carlin. He had a show recently, and I watched it on the Google video, and he's starting to become a pretty crusty old fucker.
Yeah.
But he's still funny.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
It's been interesting how his show has gotten gradually more and more
Republican?
Bitter.
Bitter.
Like, have you seen, like, his old routines that he did? Like he had a stand-up bit on, like, the very first episode of Saturday Night Live. And it was, I don't know, it was, like, very hippie, almost.
Huh.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't go that far, but it certainly wasn't as raging and angry. It was just, here's some weird stuff I noticed. And now he's all like,
fuck you, fucker.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn. Wait, sorry, that was Kevin Smith.
What? Why do you just persist with this, like, all he does is swear all the time?
Because that's all he does all the time, I swear. He sometimes...
Who, George Carlin or Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith. All right, look out. You might want to take your kids out of here, because this guy swears a lot. And he just walks in, he's like, oh, fucking... Fuck, fucker. Fucker. Like, you know, it's just...
That's almost... a complete sentence.
Is this just going on as if it's like a sentence?
We could do one of those things where there's no punctuation, but it's just a string of, like, variants on fuck.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Is that like the Buffalo sentence?
Yes, that's what I was going for. Has had, fuck.
Yeah. I had a high school teacher who used the word mentality inappropriately, almost as punctuation. Right, I counted once.
Okay.
In a single 40-minute lecture, he used the word mentality 32 times. He would just randomly
say
how it looks like. He would just randomly say mentality anytime he was talking about anybody doing anything. Right.
I'm having a hard time imagining how that would flow.
Yeah.
Like
once a month usually.
Yeah, dude.
So.
I think I just heard some crickets jump off the cliff. So I think that Kevin Smith does that with fuck, and it just kind of bothers
fuck,
me. Like
fuck,
it,
motherfucking fuck.
He's using it conversationally. He's not using it to.
But he is overusing it. If anybody used any other word as often as he uses the word fuck, you would make fun of him for it. And it's just like, oh, yeah, that's my shtick. I say fuck a lot. And now that he's like, okay, my shtick is that I say fuck a lot. I need to say fuck a lot more than I want to. Whatever. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm not sure.
Are you sure he's not a fucking great guy?
Yeah, he's a great fucking great guy. Darcel says, I just thought of an awesome new holiday, Income Tax Day. The KRS takes 10% of everyone's meat every April 15th. Except there is no April 15th.
Also, taxes are terrible.
If you wanted to jazz it up, some players could fill out long, boring, complicated forms to reduce the amount of meat that is taken, or even turn it into a way to earn some rebate meat.
So rebate your meat.
GigaShadow555 says, the Demon Ninja needs a reference about the Demo Man in Team Fortress 2. No.
No, I like Team Fortress 2, but I'm not going to put a reference in.
Barry says, to make the pyramid a bit more interesting, can we have the tomb ratchets turn the chambers one direction and the wheel turn them the opposite? The thing is, that doesn't make the pyramid more interesting. That makes the pyramid trivial. Like, it is a puzzle because of the unidirectionality. You know, it is a puzzle that people don't like solving more than once. And sure, fine, you know, like,
it becomes very grindy after the first one or two times you've done it.
Yeah. Anyway, and you know, what we need is some more interesting stuff going on down there. Some more goals for you to be trying to accomplish at the same time as you're trying to get through the pyramid. That is all it needs to fix the problem with the pyramid. But making it so the ratchets turn it backwards.
I mean, I can see why people think that that would be a good idea, but it just really isn't.
Make it a lot faster.
Yeah, it would. It would make it. It would just make it trivial. It wouldn't be. It would not be an obstacle, basically, anymore.
Enter the Wumpus says, thought you might find this interesting. Miss Bimbo is an online game from the UK aimed at teens. It's about getting breast implants and going clubbing. Parents are getting pissed off. Haven't actually played it. Just passing it on. That's funny. We were talking when we were in Vegas about how the 21 the full nude strip clubs. You cannot drink in them. And what that does is it makes it so the strippers only have to be 18 rather than 21 to dance there. So the cab driver was talking about how the strippers would dance there until they make enough money to pay for breast implants and cosmetic surgery so that they can get jobs at the higher paying non-full nude clubs, so the like less sort of sleazy clubs. And we were like, that's kind of awesome. It's like stripper RPG. Like you have to
rank
you have
up
to grind,
your tits.
You have to grind on the pole to rank up your tits. so that then you can level up to the higher. We should make a stripper RPG. It could be if we combine the 2D RPG with
Soul Raver.
Yeah, with Soul Raver. We could have a mini game where she has to level up her stripping ability.
Ugh.
Yeah. and what you have to go back. This is awesome. You have to go back to the 70s. to
go back to the like time machine style.
No, yeah, it's, that's how Soul Raver works. It is constant time travel back and forth between the 70s and the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So you have to go back in time to the
70s. Yeah.
And make it so this kid that you encounter has this really particular fetish, so that when you level up as a stripper in the 90s, you can play off of that fetish to, like, you know, to get the, like, security code from him to get into some, you know, some building where you're trying to accomplish some other goal. And you have to level up as a stripper to get to the strip club where that guy goes, and then, yeah, you have to have given him that,
It's kind of disturbing how much thought you've put into this.
That was just now. It's about brainstorming the ideas on the air. We will eventually have enough ideas for an entire game, which honestly I'm hoping that someone else will just make for us. Right? We'll keep coming up with these. So.
I guess that would be kind of interesting. Like, we've gotten enough like remixes of various rants in songs. Maybe somebody can come up with a remix of our shows in adventure game format.
Weird.
Disco Daryl says, it would be great if there was a meatsmith in a box that could meatsmith anything to save yourself adventures. There already is a meatsmith in a box. Yeah, I know, but he can't smith your skill stuff. And that, you know, the thing is, the reason that meatsmithing always takes adventures is because meatsmithing always gives you stuff that is not consumable. You know? Like, theoretically, once you've made a Frostbrand sword, you only need one of those for forever and ever. If you're smithing stuff to make wads out of, you know, you can't have that for free. You can't both have your cake and eat it, too. You can't have your cake and eat it, P.F.
P.F. Chang's?
Yeah. You can't have your cake at P.F. Chang's, because they don't sell cake there.
The cake is a lie. Man, you know, I have had the strongest craving for this, like, raspberry chipotle salad.
Oh, yeah?
there's this restaurant in Arizona, it's called Crackers and Company, it has probably the best salad I've ever had.
And thinking about your desire for cake reminded you how much you're obsessed with
it. I don't actually really like cake.
For some kind of reason.
I don't like cake either.
Yeah. I can occasionally deal with a cupcake, and I like stale angel food cake.
What?
Yeah. I like stale angel food cake.
No, man.
The pretentious artist on my birthday used to get an angel food cake, like, 3 days before my birthday and leave it sitting out somewhere where I couldn't see it. So he presented me with a stale angel food cake. I'm like,
that is bizarre.
It's just, I like it when it gets all chewy.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know if I've talked about this on the radio show before, but speaking of salad, when Doc Galactic and I were working washing dishes at that restaurant, we used to sometimes imagine what the world would be like if the only funny thing was salad. Like, nothing was funny except salad.
How does that work?
Yeah, the only thing that's funny is salad. Like, it's like if a movie had some comic relief in it, it would just be like a guy eating a salad.
Like a cutscene of
a guy making a salad. Yeah, like, people would go out to comedy clubs, but instead of there being a performance, it's just a club where all they serve is salad.
Or, like, Gallagher up on stage with heads of lettuce or something.
I don't know. that's not really a salad, right?
Like, yeah, that'd be like stretching the humor. That'd be like postmodern,
avant-garde,
yeah.
Or, like, would it be funny if, or, like, some sort of avant-garde thing would be just have, like, lettuce in one bowl and, like, fixings in another, and you'd be like, oh, I can see what you did there.
What about soup? Because soup is basically just a wet salad.
I don't know, man. Not all soup. Chili soup is not a wet salad.
Okay, chili. I don't know if I would call chili soup, though.
Yeah, no, as my wife was making fun of my hick family for referring to it as chili soup.
Does all salad
they make chili
have
soup
like
and salsa sauce?
Lettuce in it? I mean, like
what about...
Well, but not all salads have to have lettuce in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's funny or not. No, and there's also that sort of, like, European-style salad that's just fucking slices of tomato and...
Cucumbers.
And individual spinach leaves, or like basil leaves or whatever. Yeah, I think it's basil leaves. It's like a slices of mozzarella. Yeah.
It's not really a salad, though.
It's always referred to as a salad.
I don't find it funny, so I don't think it can be salad.
That's
hey, speaking of salad, I remember one time You bought me this gigantic fucking ass salad with like 2 pounds of meat on it. Where was that from?
2 pounds of what?
Meat.
Oregano's. Yeah, it was from Oregano's.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have meat salad?
They have like a chicken Caesar salad.
I got something and it was like it was just like.
Yeah, no, their salads are just immense. Like their pasta dishes are 2 or 3 meals for me, depending. Ha ha ha! My wife points out that a collard green salad would be black comedy.
God damn it.
Oh man!
So did the black heart go out the way I cut it?
No. Okay. Scully was right. That was. I was on the fence about whether or not that was okay, and so that probably... When I'm on the fence about whether or not something is too offensive, that means it is probably definitely too offensive.
It was funny, though.
Think about all the things that we've saved all the Lothites from.
Yeah. Dr. Van Van Mojo axes. Will you change the moods to updating daily? Do you hate Iocane powder? Do you believe there will be mood bots? Yeah, that's kind of funny. Because the mood rings
allow you to
will
track.
Indicate when somebody is spending their turns on the player profile. So yeah, you know what? If you're a hardcore PvPer and you're wearing a mood ring all the time so that people can figure that out, I don't think that there will actually be any botting.
Pretty sure that that's...
I've seen them!
That was awesome. I had! I fucking saw it, man. I saw it.
No, you didn't.
It was in that dirty exploiters clan chat. Quado is at the shore. Quado is at the shore.
Shoot him!
That was great.
I mean, when that was the only thing to do, that, you know, it's like, it's funny that you could just sort of just wait for someone to log in, do their, like, non-adventuring stuff, and then just, bam,
just
smack
them.
You
them. Kick them up a notch.
Yeah.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, who exactly are the people who used to write for Asymmetric back in the day, and do they play KOL, or are they at least mentioned in the shows once in a while? Example, who is Moon Blossom? Basically, all of the people who used to write for Asymmetric.net were me. Mighty Bjorn was Scully, who would occasionally put a joke in, or a little parcel of wit, and, I think maybe there were a couple times when Bjorn, my friend from junior high...
That's confusing.
Yeah, that was confusing. But he was Sergeant Sausage when he wrote for Asymmetric. He wrote a couple haikus for it.
I mean, did Bjorn and Mighty Bjorn independently came up with...
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's not anything worse than, like, Gil and Ghoul for your World of Warcraft.
Yeah, that was fucking weird. Panay says, hello, Jig and Company. You might think America's Next Top Model is a dumb show, but consider this. 2 episodes ago, they had a photo shoot where the contestants had to wear meat panties.
Huh. Would have been funnier if they'd been salad panties.
Do you like the way that Russ deals against your salad panties?
Oh. Meat panties, though.
I think those are just printed with meat. They don't look like they're actually meat.
There was that guy who had the meat suit. Did you ever see that? That was I'm gonna find some photos of that.
I went to a Halloween party once where there was a girl wearing like a tank top that she had made by sewing a bunch of cuts of meat together.
Huh.
It was pretty gross. I had decided very, very close to the time that the party started that I was going to the party, so I ended up just wrapping myself up in toilet paper and going.
What was that?
I was a guy covered in toilet paper.
Huh. See, if I ever have to go to a costume party, I just dress up like a homicidal maniac. They look like everybody else.
Yeah.
The very first image.
You should try dressing like something original.
In a Google image search, the very first image is the meat suit thing that I've seen.
That's all. Look at that while we're on the radio.
I'll abstain.
The first image search for meat suit, or just the first image
suit? Meat space suit.
Image search for anything. It's just always
it's always a meat suit.
Kevin B. says, having an auto attack in the account screen is worthless. Can you move to the attack pane? I was thinking about adding a combat action bar option for this, but I kind of ran out of horizontal space. Just sort of depressing. I mean, for those of you with the larger monitors, there may be quite a bit of space, but I was cutting it close for 1024x786, and it doesn't work at all in 800x600, so I decided not to do it.
It's sad that we're still having to design stuff for tiny monitors.
See, I would consider the fact that it doesn't work in 800x600 a gigantic failing of the combat action bar.
Nope.
And I'm not really happy about it, but it's just the way it had to work.
No, but I mean, like, you know, how much... Eventually, all monitors will be, like, 1 billion by 1 billion, right? You know, and, like, how much backwards compatibility will they need to have for, like, stuff that should be running 600 by 800, you know?
Pretty much everyone's forsaken 640 by 480, so I guess that's one indication.
I mean, things I feel like will scale, you know.
Although it'll just all be vector.
Well, I don't know about it. I would like to think that raster graphics will never go away completely because they're just way more expressive than vector graphics.
Yeah, vector graphics always look cartoony. You can't really do anything.
I mean, I guess a sophisticated enough vector graphics could
emulate raster
sort of work. Yeah, I mean, I'm just imagining like scanning something that is hand drawn. You know, it's gonna be
right.
It's gonna be incredibly difficult to do that as a vector.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And the combat action bar is most decidedly non-vector.
Yeah.
It's very much a realm of pixels.
Dexorcist says, on Easter, my 10-year-old nephew-in-law told me he played RuneScape. I told him to play KOL, and he said it was dumb. I told him to go to hell, and my wife yelled at me. Apparently, if you add more magical bone quests, he would like KOL instead. Kids these days. Yeah, we have been meaning to put in 10 or 12 magical bone quests.
Yes. I think we should put in a bunch of quests that involve you chopping lumber for days on end.
Yeah. Or just running around in towns with no monsters to kill, and then when you finally do kill one, somebody else runs up and grabs all the shit off the ground.
Does that happen?
I don't remember. I had something really annoying happen.
I mean, I'm tempted to try RuneScape just to see what could possibly be compelling people to play that game after all this time. People talk about it in other games. Like, did I go do it right here to play?
It's got the second most market share of all MMOs.
That's nuts.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's free. What gets me is I don't understand how that Sherwood Dungeon game is.
Sherwood Dungeon.
Yeah, it is it is apparently getting just incredibly popular. And when I played it was just miserable. It was 3D. It looked like EverQuest.
In a browser.
Yeah. Just in Java. When I played it, at least, there was no character persistence, though. So I don't understand how that could be
fun
as an RPG at all, yeah. You know what's weird is that something like Dungeon Runners, which is... It was basically trying to commercialize the, like, oh, people like free RPGs, huh? Let's make a free RPG and we'll make millions of dollars! And it just kind of sucks. They ripped us off, too.
What?
The Dungeon Runners people, it's just all, like, the item descriptions in Dungeon Runners are just, like, sort of bad knockoffs of the way that we write item descriptions.
Did they all start with the word this?
There was that... What was the game that...
Disgaea.
This guy, yeah, that was odd.
It was really well written, though. Like, they were all just, like, individual sentences. That game in general is pretty fun.
No, but, I mean, I had never seen a commercial game do that kind of thing. Is that something that they learned from us, or just because...
I think that is mostly because commercial games in the past have not had the sort of space to put that sort of thing in. It's like they've all been having to work against really type-constrained data size limitations, and adding a couple megabytes of text doesn't really help that out.
Right.
Especially in like a tile-based game, you know, like they this guy has plenty of room for it. Oh yeah, you know, I was talking about Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins. Right, I got distracted by talking about pooping. But I got Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins for the PSP, and I played it for about 15 minutes. It seems pretty cool, though. It seems like it's Ghosts and Goblins with some sort of minor RPG elements.
I mean, is it the same basic structure with your running up and then
yep.
you go to that?
Yep. You got one weapon at a time. Keep switching back. It's fairly liberal with giving you weapons. It's more like Ghouls and Ghosts in that regard than Ghosts. I feel like in Ghosts and Goblins, changing weapons was fairly rare. And there seemed to be a lot more different kinds of weapons. There's like a whip, which I don't remember ever seeing in anything
Correct.
Else.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it's kind of like a offspring of Castlevania.
A little bit, yeah. The levels are pretty linear, but I think they do have some kind of secret stuff hidden in them.
You were saying that you went back once you got a different...
Yeah. You can go backwards in the level, which I think is... I don't know if you could in Ghosts and Goblins or not. But I was playing through the level, killed a mini boss, got double jump, basically, and then was able to go back and get some stuff that was floating up in the air. You have shields, which are sort of interesting. Like, you have a lot more hit points. In this
so
than
in
just
in Ghouls and Ghosts, they had a shield. It wasn't very useful. But
did he? As one of the weapons, you had the shield. There was a weapon that was a shield, and that was that fucked up thing where that was the only way you could beat the game is if you fucking made it to the end boss the second time and killed him with that one particular weapon. Huh. That was the only way to get the actual ending of the game.
In Super Ghouls and Ghosts?
No, in Ghosts and Goblins for the original one, yes. Yeah, you seem to have a lot more hit points. You get different kinds of suits of armor in this one that you can get hit several times. It's not just the, like, first one knocks you out of your armor, second one kills you. I was amazed. I played the arcade Ghosts and Goblins couple months ago at this venue where we went to see a show, and I actually made it to the second level without getting killed, which I don't know that I've ever even made it to the second level in the arcade version before. And then I just immediately lost all my guys in the town. Let's see. So we're going to take a little musical interlude break with some more music.
And then when we're taking our musical break, we're going to take some ludes.
Yeah. I wish I knew how to get some ludes.
Our interludes, ludes.
Interludes would be a good
dudes.
Would be a good KOL.
Those are the best cough drops.
Ludes.
Yeah. Intern ludes. They're things that you give to people to make them not mind working for very little money. Having to do all the shit jobs that you don't want to do. We need an intern so that we can give him all the shit jobs we don't want to do.
Oh, wait. That's me.
What?
You guys pay me, though.
Yeah, you're paid. All right. We'll see you in 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 minutes.
Work.
And in 3 seconds. We'll be right back.
Fudley. You are warm and fuzzy.
Strong Bath and the X wrote, Jick, do you still kill Polish people? It's what you told me about, like, 2 years ago when I asked if you knew any Polacks like me. Yeah, I still kill every Polish person that I meet. It's weird.
You know how he does it? Polish remover.
Is there even any such thing as Polish remover?
Yeah. Never mind. There's this terrible joke, Polish joke about how the Polish woman knew her husband was trying to kill her because he bought some Polish.
Was that the failure riff from The Price is Right?
What?
Yeah. The fact that riff perked up when I said that was pretty, or when you said that was pretty funny. I have that when I'm playing Team Fortress 2. I have that bound to a key, so whenever I push the key, it plays that theme.
Wait, to other people?
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Mine.
You can. Oh, okay.
There's built-in voice chat, and there's a program that you can use to play play any sound you want
over
the
mic. That's kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah, and so whenever someone does something stupid or we win because of cleverness on our part, I'll play that, and everybody thinks it gets really nervous.
That's awesome.
It makes me happy. I want to get the if you want to be happy for the rest of your life from that Flash. I want to, if I can find a copy of that song, I'm gonna cue that out to a line too.
Have you seen the Shade of Aran chant?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The man,
that's apparently very old.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. We only found it.
Yeah.
It's also very pertinent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's this You're the Man Now, Dog, where they do this like, you know, sort of nice harmony chant of
Gregorian.
Don't move around when Flame Wreath is cast or the raid blows up. Because there's this one monster, that one boss in Karazhan that will surround everyone with flames. If you stand still, it does nothing. but if anybody moves into any of the flames, it does like 10,000 damage to everyone in the room. So the thing is, you just have to watch for him to cast it and then stand perfectly still and just keep hitting him. But yeah.
So a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah. Jay Gingray says, just ascended and I was talking to my... No, wait. Jesus.
Why?
Don't call the office.
Why do we have a phone that's that loud?
Well, because I have this old phone from my grandma's house. Actually, it's like one of those, you know, like a... It's a touch tone phone, but it's one of the like early touch tone phones that's still shaped like a rotary phone.
This is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, this is great. Anyway, Jagan Grace says, I love my KOL calendar. Any way we can add stat days to next year's calendar? Yeah, why didn't we put stat days? I remember us deciding not to put stat days.
Maybe because it was too noisy? I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Because there's not that many of them.
I mean, there kind of are. There are a lot of stat days.
One every 4 days, but
yeah.
I mean, I guess a little iconic indicator maybe wouldn't be.
I mean, we could borrow the sort of... I mean, it would require the whole thing to be in color, but the whole, like, red, green, blue thing that the KOL Wiki...
That's true.
Uses. Well, the whole calendar is in color anyway because of the pictures.
Just that one side. I don't know that... I think we're probably paying half the cost for the black and white side. I could be wrong. I was not involved in the printing of it.
Subotsky says, in that regarding gameplay thread, Jick seems semi-willing to make some of the artificial floors in the game into optimizable content. Do you still feel that way? Yeah, it's just that I don't want to do it unless I have a good idea for it, you know? And there aren't as many artificial floors as you would think.
They're mostly made out of what, mahogany?
Yeah. Somebody was talking about the Kansas City airport and Mr. Magnifico. C.D. Moyer was like, the Kansas City airport sucks. And Mr. Magnifico said, but it's got the largest continuous wood floor of any building in the United States.
It was like
sorry, I used to live in Kansas and we didn't have a lot of things to be proud of. One of those things where Mr. Magnifico just knows everything about everything. We were like, hey, you want to go to this new restaurant? That's not new. He wasn't actually like that.
That's not a restaurant. It's a bistrot.
Naked Juice says, hey guys, had any good alcoholic drinks lately? Any chance Riff could break out the absinthe? I had some absinthe at the lemon party. I had a lot of absinthe at the lemon party. I had a lot of hangover the next day.
There was a lot of alcohol consumed at the naked party.
At the naked
party. Women chew. No.
Speaking of loud annoying noises, the printer's doing a self-test again.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, this is a great night for
Sounds of the Office. We came up with different tracks and put it out on a CD.
Yeah.
One track would just be you farting.
Right.
All the time.
Right. Every once in a while there'd be a track where you were playing World of Warcraft and screaming, fuck! Fucking bullshit!
And then the auction house, or the auctioneer
ding.
Yeah,
dings. That constant little ding. Either Riff's auctioneer ding or his Tamagotchi beeping at him that it wants attention. Even though your Tamagotchi
fucking... Yeah, it's been dead for a long time.
Yeah. Or maybe once in a while me going, motherfucking crit rockets!
What's that all about?
It's from Team Fortress 2, The Soldier. Has a rocket launcher that can one-shot about half of the classes in the game. But when it crits, it can one-shot all but one of them.
Wow.
And it's the most overpowered thing ever, and goddamn, I fucking hate crit rockets.
So then why doesn't everybody just use that, play that class?
Because it's slow and it's easy to spy. To kill and spy.
Crit Rocket was my favorite Japanese porn star.
Clit locket? Carry it around in a little...
It was like deep throat. She was a woman who could only have orgasms when you fucked her in the tits. She kept her clit in a locket.
Wow.
That was actually the premise of deep throat, the point. It was a woman whose clitoris was in her throat.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
All I knew was the use of it as the sort of informant. I didn't actually realize that there was some.
It was like a famous porn. It was like.
How did the two become related?
I don't know.
Or were they?
I don't think they ever were.
I mean, was
pretty sure that it was just sort of a
coincidence.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Either that, or just someone's really bored.
Check Wikipedia.
if it's on Wikipedia, it must be.
The Deep Throat Wikipedia article, Deep Throat defaults to the pseudonym given to the deputy director of the FBI, who was the secret source. I don't know.
Wikipedia had lots of entries about porn actors, I'm sure.
Okay, Howard Simons, the managing editor of the Washington Post at the time, dubbed the secret informant Deep Throat as an allusion to the notorious pornographic movie of the same name. The name was also a play on the journalism term deep background, referring to information provided by a secret source that, by agreement, will not be your
background.
That's what it's called.
Deep background. Yeah.
You can give people deep back rubs.
Deep throat sexual act. How far does a girl have to go to untangle her tingle, is the tagline of Deep Throat.
Do they prove that by the end of the movie?
That meat suit that guy's wearing is creepy because it's like sculpted to look like muscles.
Well, that's why it's cool.
Yeah, he's like the Asian slim good body. So I guess slim good body. That joke never gets old. Scully pointed out that he would think it was offensive if we put in a chat effect that changed all your R's into L's and vice versa. That's probably right. Frankenbean said, I just noted that the quest nudge fired for me, even though I have no council quests outstanding. Interesting. Also, thanks for the new heart. Oh, you're welcome. Frankenbean, we paid for him to get a heart transplant last week. You know, it's the kind of thing we do. You know, we're a company that cares about our player base.
Of course, we're on a budget, though, so we had to use, you know, a rat heart.
Yeah, a chicken heart. I had a friend who used to ask if anybody wanted to see a chicken heart, and if somebody said yes, he would come back, and he would pull one of his testicles out of his pants and sort of squeeze it in his hand so that it, like, looked like a tiny beating heart.
Yeah. That was a good story.
That's awful.
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was. He was a funny dude, but every once in a while he would just get drunk and start asking people if they wanted to see the chicken heart. Like, hold on, I'll go get it ready.
when we were dissecting fetal pigs in high school, one of the guys cut out his fetal pig's heart and went around asking if anybody wanted to be his Valentine.
That's pretty funny.
It's like Scully. When Scully was taking anatomy and physiology, they were dissecting a cat, and the teacher said, all right, it's an automatic A for anyone who can get the brain out with the eyes still attached by the optic nerve, which you just can't do without.
Yeah, that's not possible, is it?
They took them both out and stapled them together. He's like, yeah, nice try, fellas.
Stapled them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real challenge, though, right? Because it's
impossible.
Wait, why is
that? Theoretically, if you cut the bone away. Yeah, if you could chisel the bone away a little bit.
Oh, right, well, know. Okay. If you're going to break the skull as well, I guess that would do it.
Well, how would you get the brain out in the first place without breaking the skull, right?
Like, oh, right. Yeah.
I'm assuming they didn't want it in, like, you know, paste form.
Yeah, there's an Egyptian brain hook through the nose.
I don't know, I'm just thinking about something.
That's kind of a really grisly,
like in Total Recall,
grisly option though for an A, because I feel like the exploiter in me would be like, okay,
I'm gonna go get my Dremel tool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Never have to come back to class.
Dissecting a cat just seemed really, really distasteful.
Fetal pigs don't even really seem like animals. I mean, they are, but you know, like they don't. I didn't feel like very much attached to them because they were just so easy to abstract.
Amorphous.
Yeah.
I never dissected anything.
Really?
I've dissected a frog.
I did a frog. That was it.
In the first year of
biology. Oh, I did an earthworm too.
I hated biology.
Biology was awesome. You learn all kinds of cool stuff.
Wait, you know what? I took a biology class in college. I wonder if we actually did dissect something.
But you wouldn't have known because you never went to class.
No, I always went to the labs. And that was when I was at ASU. I actually got good grades at ASU. And a college degree. Which I just absolutely did not deserve, but still.
What was the degree in psychology?
Yeah, but it was a BS in psychology. And BS it was. The thing is, I mean, you can... It was like research psychology. I mean, it was actual science courses, you know, like...
Okay.
Sort of... not like, you know, the last thing I wanted to do was learn how to help people.
I've got a Bachelor of Science in Philosophy and a Bachelor of Science in Theater.
Really?
Yeah.
A Bachelor of Science in Theater.
Yeah.
That seems really strange.
There are no BAs. Yeah.
Huh. Do they have any TAs?
There are some.
Any TNA from the TAs?
Essentially.
Yeah. But only for other TAs.
Well, yeah, not
what about B.A. Baracus? Do you think that Mr. T gets some TNA from a TA while getting his B.A.?
I think that the movie 21 comes out this week.
Is that the movie that's about the MIT kids?
And the MIT Poker Club, yeah. It's probably going to be terrible. But
is it like a fictionalized MIT in the movie, or is it actually MIT?
I mean, there's in the preview you see MIT campus. I imagine... Good Will Hunting was just laughable because, like, there are scenes with him in, like, hallways with lockers. Do you know any college that has lockers?
No.
No, exactly. Why were there lockers?
I can imagine.
There were lockers in the
gym?
No, not in, like, academic areas, but the, at WVU and the Creative Arts Center, there were lockers.
Yeah, okay.
In the art department, there's always lockers. And, like, ASU has... They bought, an elementary school that was adjacent to campus that they built classrooms into. So, I mean, it is technically a college building, and there were still lockers in it just because they didn't take them out.
Yeah. I'm guessing that most of the scenes were not shot on campus.
Pablo, was Good Will Hunting supposed to take place at MIT or was it Harvard?
MIT. Hmm. All the math stuff was at MIT.
Pablo Bong says, in all your trips down to Mexican strip clubs, have you ever seen or been invited to a donkey show? Sounds awful.
You just feel bad for the donkey, man.
No, I've never had any desire to go to a donkey show, and I'm not sure that there is any such thing.
I was gonna say, have you seen advertisements for one?
Nope.
Okay.
Never. No.
How about
Mexican strip?
Donkey punch.
I had some donkey punch once, but somebody had spiked it with a mule. And then I had to go see a man about a mule because I drank too much of it. Strong Bad Fan EX says, I think the new crit chance change is neat, but why did it need to be changed? Was it due to an in-game problem or code messiness? I can't personally see a situation where rolling for a crit before the hit would be useful. Sorry if I'm not getting this. But there are no stupid questions, right?
Stupid people.
No. The thing is, it's not just that it's rolling beforehand. It's that it's rolling beforehand, and if you get a crit, you automatically hit, whether you would have hit the monster or not.
Whereas before, if you had rolled what would have been a crit, had you hit, wouldn't have it done anything.
It would not have hit. It just would have been a miss. So it makes combat unpredictably and marginally easier, right? Because you can conceivably hit stuff now that you would not have ever been able to hit before. But it wasn't changed due to any, like, sort of problem with the way the game is now. We just wanted to be able to... We wanted to be able to put in, like...
Some more interesting crit-based stuff.
We basically wanted a way to make melee combat interesting at high level.
Right.
Because it basically, like, in all of the stuff that we've been writing high-level fight-wise, people just aren't going to hit stuff with weapons. Their spells are so much more powerful, and they should be. Spells should be more powerful than hitting stuff with weapons because they cost stuff, and that's the whole deal with wizards, right? They're hard to start with and then really powerful at high levels. That's how wizards work in RPGs. Glass cannon kind of thing. But, yeah, we, you know, what we can do is we can, now let's imagine that we want some, you know, some really good quality, high-level equipped weapon, and we want it to do something interesting. We can do things like, you know, when you crit with this weapon, it does 300 hot damage in addition to its weapon damage or whatever. You might actually use that, right? Because if you can get to the point, if you can get your crit chance really high, it's basically, you know, a bunch of damage for free. We also did it this way so that we can add individual items. And I wrote down all this stuff in the initial post, but then I got rid of it because Hot Stuff always gets mad at me for disclosing too much mechanical information.
Somebody somewhere probably... Unless you got rid of it.
No, I got rid of it. Yeah, I got rid of it before it posted. But basically, we've got things that multiply crit chance now, but we don't have anything that adds to crit chance. And we want to be able to put stuff in that adds up plus a percentage to crit chance, basically. And with the existing way that it worked, it wasn't like there was just a percentage chance of crit. There is now. You don't really see it. It still looks the way that it did before, but rather than it just being, what it was you rolled a number between, you rolled a number between 1 and or between 0 and 10, I guess.
Yeah.
You rolled a number between negative 5 and 5 is basically what happened. That was your to-hit roll. And on a 5, you would crit. If you had 2x crit, you would crit on a 4. If you had 3x crit, you would crit on a 3. If you had the, half an x crit bonus from Eye of the Stoat, half the time you would crit on a 2, in addition to that or whatever. Now, you start out with, a 9% crit chance, which is actually a very, very slight nerf. Crits became very slightly, because it was, 0.0909, is what it actually was. So,
because there's a 0, because it's not, it won't actually be 10 out of 10, it'll be out of 11.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 9% is very slightly less than 1/11th. So it's repeating, of course.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
You'd be saying chicken. Let's see. Noah Nam says, I finally got to the new NS13 pirate content after finishing the level 12 quest at level 33. I must say that I love it. Well, good. Why were you level 33 doing the level 12 quest? Who knows, Zach says, Dear Chicken Company, what was the last thing you used a hammer on and why? I used a hammer to, this is really boring. There were some wooden slats that popped out in my screened-in porch from getting wet, and I used a hammer and some nails to reattach them to the dry-rotting wood that they used to be attached to. And, hey, now it's fixed.
I feel like I might have used a hammer to assemble the bed that I sleep on sometimes.
Had the hammer out for that. That might have been after the, We finally got hot stuff, a bed for hot stuff's room at my house.
You don't have to sleep on the floor.
He used to just sleep with me and my wife.
Right.
But he outgrew it, Once he was weaned, it just got awkward.
Once I got out of diapers.
You'll always be into diapers. Beckdog says, do you guys ever get the urge to stab users violently?
Yes.
I also do web design, and my site's users are computer illiterate. They make me daydream things found in a GTA game.
Users can be very, very stupid. But
users can also be very, very awesome. And yeah. Users are very, very much the people who pay us to do our jobs. So,
I feel like we're pretty fortunate. I mean, we definitely have people who disagree with us, but
in general, our players tend to, the ones that we end up interacting with tend to be relatively savvy. I'm guessing that Zly would probably not share our.
Yeah, that's just
she has to deal with the sort of lowest common denominator and all of the just.
She's such an incredible filter for the rest of us to keep our sanity.
Dying Waffle says, are the moods from the mood rings random or are there specific things that change them? Wouldn't you like to know?
One thing we can all agree on, though, the colors are very, very funny. Very, very weird colors. Gold, blue, maybe.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, inspired by the recent XKCD, I have this question. If the Power Rangers theme played while any of you were having sex, what do you think would be the reaction of your significant other? Replace significant other with hired whore, if applicable. I don't know what the Power Rangers theme sounds like.
I mean, is that the theme when they combine? Because I think that'd be kind of funny. I think there would be some laughter.
I used to watch Power Rangers when I was kid. I can't for the life of me remember what the theme music was.
I've never seen it, so I wouldn't recognize it, but assuming that either of us recognize it, I would assume that it would be very...
Maybe the Speed Racer theme. It would be an applicable substitution, because it's about the same level of silliness. I think everybody in the room know the Speed Racer theme.
At least for me, it'd be appropriate.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, since I'm going to Comic-Con, I'm thinking of something awesome I should bring for you guys to sign other than KOL merchandise. Ideas? I was inspired by your idea to have Maddox sign a machete. You could have a sign a bomb.
That's a great idea.
Terrible idea.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You could...
sign your boobs. I don't know. I'm not going to be there.
I think Strong Bad Fanny X is a dude.
That was the joke. Yeah.
He could bring
boxing
some
gloves
in a jar of formaldehyde.
Again, I'm not going to be there, so that's fine with me.
You could bring a salad.
That would be the fun thing we could sign.
You could bring a big stack of $100 bills.
Yeah, and have us sign half of them. And
yeah.
Keep the other half.
Yeah.
We could keep messing up our signature.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Y'all crumple it up and throw it under the table. Oh, no, crumple it up.
Viary Yar says, can you wish Sepfield a happy birthday? It's her birthday today, see? Well, happy birthday, Sepfield.
Happy birthday.
That brings back pleasant memories.
Oh, yeah. I did not get that. SCP field, yeah. Naked Juice says, so, any of you guys want to give me your phone numbers?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
hell no.
1-1. Call it and say something really funny.
I think that Bruiser Bear's response to giving a philanthropist a phone number was to give him the number for the local AA chapter. Which I enjoyed very much.
Does 555-1212 still do, like, information or whatever it used to?
I believe that it does.
Isn't that the time?
I don't know.
Is that information or is that time?
At least on every cell phone I have had, 555-1212 just redirects to that cell phone's directory information.
So what about, does 8671...
8675309
redirect to Jenny?
I don't know.
I keep calling that whenever I want to have a good time, but it never seems to deliver.
Maybe you're calling after hours.
That could be it.
Or you could be out
area
of the
code.
Yeah. Chicky says, Auntie G's somewhere else in Bad Moon, please, oh please. Yeah, I thought of something.
Yeah, we just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
K. Jacobs so says, do you draw all the KOL images with a mouse, or do you use a tablet of some sort? I actually use a pen and some good old-fashioned paper. I might use shoe polish of the Outhouse brand typing paper to do all of my art.
You say old-fashioned, and like, you actually use fairly specific paper, because there's been some paper that you've had that's been like, this is crap.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to use... I use, like, just, like, good quality laser printer paper, because, cheap paper... Will the ink bleeds out, like, just immediately? Because I use, like, a rollerball Pilot Precise V5. That's what I use. The paper that I used in England was very different than the paper that I used here. Not only because it's that weird size that they use in England, but it's like a very noticeably different color when you look at two of them together. You know, it ends up with a white background. Scanning it just the same because the.
I mean, your scanner might be automatically adjusting.
Yeah, that's very probable that it is. Axis Shadowbane says, this is for the ducks. Oh, wait, before that, he said, could there be a link back to the farm when you clear an area? I need a back 40, et cetera, et cetera. I think I put in a link back to the island when I should have put a link back to the farm.
But then did you not fix that this evening?
I did not. Because I wasn't sure what the link was actually supposed to say. I don't remember how any of the NS13 shit works, man.
You were on this big kick with subzones for a while.
The farm sub doesn't use subzones, though.
I wasn't sure.
Let's see.
Bud Select asks if it would be possible to take food restrictions off in hardcore. You can make foods you can't even eat. It's not like we're getting food from the mall or Hank's while in hardcore. You do get your ascension rewards, though, which we... made the conscious decision to not let you eat the first day. So, I think that's probably not going to change. I mean, someone had that sort of vaguely interesting idea in the forums of you can eat food that's above your level, but it requires additional fullness. Which I potentially could be balanced to make it meaningful, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would require a lot of extra coding, I think, on our part, but I don't know that we'd...
Not really.
Yeah, not really. I mean, it would be pretty easy to formalize that. I mean, it's...
Yep. One extra.
I mean, even if we wanted to have exception cases, we could have a coefficient of decay.
It becomes much more complicated. At least it becomes much more complicated to explain.
Yeah, and that's I kind of don't like it for that.
So if fullness wasn't invisible, like we right. might for it to be, it would be a better mechanic, I think.
Well, although the fact that what Astari pointed out was the fact that fullness is invisible means that we have less explaining to do, right? Because we can kind of do whatever the fuck we want with it, because we don't make any promises about how much something is going to fill you up.
Huh.
I mean, to me, it would make more sense if you could eat it, but just got fewer adventures, right? Like, that would make more sense. But
yeah, like...
Again, difficult to explain.
Also, weird to balance, because, I mean, is it still going to be optimal to eat something?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's going to be weird to balance with the fullness thing, too, right? So, yeah. I mean, I do not expect that will change. As Morbidus says, seems to be a lot of game mechanics changes lately. What can we expect in the near, or can we expect next or in the near future? I don't know. I don't think we have anything else fundamental to change. Unless...
Say that.
Unless we've been talking about for high-level monsters... expanding the sort of stat differential range in which they can hit you.
And you can hit them.
And you can hit them, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
That was actually another reason for the crit change, is that since the critical hit chance is no longer dependent on that -5/5 roll, the odds of you hitting a monster no longer need to be limited to that 5 to -5. I don't know. I am inclined to want to do it in a way that does not impact combat underneath level 15. Hot Stuff had an interesting idea, but an idea that would change things pretty fundamentally in terms of the way that the fighting actually works. Honestly, bringing it more in line with the way that I would kind of like it to be. I've always said that I felt like the combat in World of Warcraft had something going for it in that you're getting hit a lot for less damage, whereas we tend to have, like, either the monster can rape you or the monster can't hit you. And so that's...
Which is funny because, you know, rape is funny.
Rape is always funny, yeah. Especially if you're raping a salad. Or if you use rapeseed oil as a dressing on your salad.
Yeah.
Although I don't think that anybody uses canola oil as salad.
No.
That sounds pretty disgusting, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. GigaShadow555 says, Xenophobe, do you frequent 4chan's video game forum or something? I keep hearing you say memes and such from there.
I do.
I don't know if our listeners could hear that, but that was kind of an epic flatulent moment.
It's
nature's bounty.
It is nature's bounty.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. Van Damien says, fire and cobs of corn should be cookable into popcorn, and then that popcorn could be used in gift packages and spill out all over the receiver's campsite when opened.
And then they would have to click each individual kernel to clean it up.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
There is a cobbler.
Take them to a little, huh?
It is Jesus, I think is what it is. It's the actual quote. It's from
with the dudes that are doing the things. I don't know, man. That's pretty...
Those guys with the arms.
Real genius.
I never saw Real Genius.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to get
this. I know.
That is a classic. That's a classic film.
It's got that Valk Elmer guy.
Valk Elmer.
Valk Elmer Valderrama. Rifferama says, thoughts about the anti-emo riots in Mexico? Did you read about that?
What?
No.
These, like... Apparently there's like a big emo kid movement in Mexico, and all of the other kids are just getting really pissed off and just having these immense riots to like beat the shit out of emo kids.
That seems like nature's balance to me, really.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
That's how nature deals with its problems.
In like Mexico City, I feel like in like the wealthier parts of Mexico is where this is happening. Like where people can actually afford subcultures. That's right. You gotta imagine you don't get a lot of goth kids in like those sort of shanty towns of northern Mexico. Too busy working to survive. It's not until you get to the parts of Mexico that actually have Sbarros that you find any goth.
A quote from the article: the next week, shaggy-haired emo teenagers were harassed again by punks and rockabillies.
Rockabilly?
I wish there was more of a rockabilly youth subculture here.
There was a rockabilly dude in my art school. He was pretty slick. He was cool. He had his truck converted to have like a, not a smokestack exactly, because it shot fire out of it.
So a flame turret?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is pretty cool. Did they ever, like, singe people who were peeing on overpasses?
I don't know.
New Jam says, this girl I know told me about a mixing board that works with headset mics. It costs a little over $9,000, though. Probably not helpful for this situation. Yeah.
What does the scanner say about this mixing board's dollar level?
I mean, I would actually be interested just to hear what it... What, like the brand name or whatever, just so I can know what the technical specifications I can look for on something else, you know, like everything I found, just it's not clear whether it's going to accept our microphones or not. Curses.
Azu says, what are your thoughts on continuity in Mario games? On that note, if you know who he is, what are your thoughts on Professor E. Gadd? Professor E. Gadd is the guy I know him from Mario and Luigi as the guy who explains to you how the jelly beans work. Or the bean.
Oh, yeah.
Say, are jelly beans the mechanic of a boy in his blob?
That, too.
I could never figure out how that game worked.
Yeah. It seemed like it would have been really fun, but it just was terrible.
Yeah.
You get to that point where you...
It was just impossible to control.
Yeah. The guy moved like Prince of Persia. So it was
way worse than that, even. Yeah. And there were, like, those jumping snakes that the clearance underneath them was, like...
A pixel.
Yeah, a pixel. And it was just not possible.
Double AW says, oh, I'm going to tell Randall that you guys talked about him on the radio. Oh, come on. I mean, sure, you can. I like XKCD. I think that...
Yeah.
Make Me a Sandwich. Pseudo Make Me a Sandwich. It's like the funniest comic strip I've ever seen on the web. Macon says, Secret of Evermore was made by Square USA and was made to try and cash in on the popularity of Secret of Mana, but it is not actually related.
Okay. It's very much in the same style. It
used the Secret of Mana engine, says Ichiban Dachi.
Ah, huh.
I haven't heard anything out of Ichiban Dachi in a long time.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun to play. Secret of Evermore. That is super different. But that is a talk in very short bursts.
Skilled says, make Xeno code BM to count towards total hardcore runs.
You poop on your own time.
Poop on your own balls, I think, is what Riff would suggest.
What? Would I?
Sure.
Freenik says, what if the ratchets turn two spots instead of one? So you'd have to mix ratchets and turns to strategize. Or have a third item that's hard to get but turns two. I could see the third item that's hard to get but turns two.
I guess.
But it's still, you know, it's what that is doing is basically just handing people turns.
What about a fourth item that just solves a puzzle for you that's really hard to get?
Yeah. Bud Select says, you can drink it at fully nude strip clubs. Most are just BYOB.
Really?
That is true some places, but it is definitely not true in Arizona. I know there are places in Nevada that are full nude strip clubs where you can take your own beer in, but the ones here are not.
Huh.
I'm not that excited about full nude strip clubs anyway.
Because you're really only excited about alcohol.
Well, I like boobs and booze more than I like looking at vaginas. You know, I like looking at vaginas better than I like, say, mixing cement in a wheelbarrow. or I'm just trying to think
it
of something
took you a while
like
to come up with that.
Well, I'm trying to think of something that's like not fun, but not something that I mind really. Like, but you know, like the. Okay, I guess the, you know, the worst day looking at vaginas is better than the best day working.
Depends on the vaginas, yeah.
And it depends on your job.
Yeah. Too.
It could be an OBGYN.
Yeah, that's very true.
Equivalent.
That's true. That,
I don't think I would last. I think I would just curl up and die if I were an OBGYN.
Oh, so that the shirt on t-shirt held that was OBGYN Kenobi? New Jam says, with the stripper game idea thingy, will we get to choose if we want a male or a female stripper? No, you're Tootie. It only works if it's the game where you're Tootie.
Would it also work if you were Fruity?
But not if you were Rudy or
Fresh.
Fresh, yeah. Glalnub says, how about a magical boner quest, huh? Also, I'll make Soul Raver if you don't mind doing it in Flash. Okay, I'm well enough. Make us a version of Soul Raver in Flash. Quick.
Are you done yet?
In a Flash?
Let's see.
Oh, hey, Multilag delivers with the song vanilla. Thank you.
And Naked Juice says, I promise it was not me that just called on the noisy phone. It better not have been you. We don't ever answer that phone anyway, so it just
I don't think anybody has
that phone number.
Yeah, it might
be in the phone book. I don't know.
I think the only person who ever might have answered it ever is Zylanian. And if you want to call her, go right ahead. She will probably tear your penis off.
Stifer says, why does the procrastination giant give you 4 adventures worth of Conctititis when it says 5? It's 5 including this one, is the deal.
Yeah. So basically you want more turns of Conctititis? Cunt? I can't pronounce that. But do you want more of that? If so, I guess we can,
That's rollover. So I can't refresh the questions. There probably aren't any new questions anyway.
Yeah, I mean, once there are no players, it's hard to get a question.
Punicron says, thanks for making Hank successful in Bad Moon, but would there be a way to make our old familiars available after we free the king? Like, what happens if Bad Moon is dropped? No. That just gets super messy. New Jam says, why do you have a phone in the office? Because we have to have a fax machine.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think we actually have to have a phone number on file with the corporation. I'm actually pretty sure that to exist, I forgot about this, to exist as an LLC, we have to have a publicly available phone number published. I didn't want to publish my
own
phone
number.
Yeah. So we almost certainly are in the phone book.
So it could have been the LLC corporation police calling us.
Yeah.
And now they're totally going to shut us down because we didn't answer.
That's probably true.
Great.
Multilag sent you a copy.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said he totally delivered.
Neat. K. Jacobso says, there are lockers in the chemistry building at Purdue, and Butsuri says there were lockers in the physics department at my college. Well, fine. Shows what you know about college. College boy. Wait, that doesn't work. Yeah, I don't know if there were any new questions or not, but now I can't tell. What do you guys want to talk about?
Besides salad.
I've been playing some more. It's not funny anymore, dude.
Side salad.
I've been playing some more Final Fantasy VI. I got about another half hour into it last night.
You were playing for half an hour?
No, I was out on my screened in porch where I just fixed the window lining wood.
Oh, right.
Sitting on that. My fucking
Black Widow couch.
My $1,500 Black Widow couch. I had this couch. I really wanted to keep the couch, but it was in a storage unit that I just kept paying and paying every month, paying for the storage unit because I was too lazy to get the goddamn couch out. It probably cost me like not $1,500, but it probably cost me $600 or $700 to just store this fucking couch. And it's like seriously like a $10 couch. it was actually free. It was a couch that came with my house that I bought.
Was it that one couch that was up in your office.
Yeah,
that really, really shitty one.
It wasn't shitty. It's a totally comfortable. It's very ugly. Is the problem. But yeah, now it's out on my screen and porch. So I was sitting out there with my crazy lamp and my Christmas lights and my little table, smoking a cigar and drinking some cognac and playing Final Fantasy VI on my DS.
Wow.
Yep.
That sounds like an evening to me.
It was nice. It was nice. I enjoyed me some bat time. And I went to that Zoso town full of poor people where you're always getting attacked.
The Led Zeppelin town?
Yeah. I don't know if it was called Zoso or not. It was called something like that.
Okay.
Zozo or Zopo. And I found Tara, who'd been turned into some kind of a banshee. Because it turns out she's an Esper. And then I got Magicite for the first time. So apparently every person in your party becomes a spellcaster eventually, which is a little weird. It's nice, though, because what I feel like I can do is I can pass around the curative Magicite long enough to get... It's like you have this thing that you equip, and the more times you fight with it, the closer you get to learning spells that you can then just cast at any point from it. Unless you have to have that Magicite equipped to cast a spell. I don't actually know. But it seemed interesting, right? Because, like, I've got one party member that's like my healer, right? So I gave her the restorative one so that she can learn the like high level healing skill. But then I was thinking, I should give that to somebody else and have them learn the cure spells
like
too, so then everybody can kind of off heal in the times when I need it. I'm not getting just totally disgusted with the random encounters. It's a little frustrating every once in a while, but I'm not getting lost the way that I used to. And that was the big problem that I had with Final Fantasy games in terms of the random encounters. Is if you fuck up and backtrack, it's not just like, oh, I wasted all the time going down this tunnel that I wasn't supposed to go down, that I'd already been down, but I wasted a bunch of time going down this tunnel and getting into a fucking random encounter every three steps. So it's just like, oh, this one little mistake just cost me 20 minutes in which I accomplished nothing. And I also, the fights are also the game. To a certain extent, so
yeah.
I'm learning to just kind of enjoy that. Which, it's a lot more interesting in a game where all of the characters sort of have different modes of play. That's kind of the coolest thing about it so far.
That was what I liked about Shadow Hearts.
Really? I did not actually play that game past the first area with random encounters.
I felt that because normally I don't like random encounters either, but the way it had the combat system where it spins the dial and you have to hit it as it passes through like the little target zones and the pie chart. Yeah, that made it a lot more interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean the Super Mario RPG, had the like timing things, right? Like if you hit a button or did a certain movement at a specific time in the attack animation, you'd get a little, you'd get a little bell would ring and your numbers would get higher. Like,
plus there was just a lot of really interesting and like the plot was interesting and in Shadow Hearts and
it was like the sort of alternate World War One. Right?
Yeah,
like,
and there's some funny stuff. I don't know if I should spoil it. But
there's the guy that collected gay porn. To power
that, and there's you meet that alchemist whose name I've forgotten, but he was a real guy. And in case anybody's gonna play it, I'm not gonna say what the particularly funny thing he does is, but I laughed my ass off.
All right. Well, I'm gonna hand you guys over to Amplitude as we are out of here.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you. Don't eat too many salads. You'll ruin all the humor.
Yeah. You'll blow a funny fuse like happened to Cartman in that episode. All right. Bye, kids. Girl.
performing. I can't make it on my own. I can't make it on my own. It's too dark to see the landmarks, and I don't want your good luck charms. I hope you're waiting for me across your carpet to start. Make it on my own. You're a bedtime story.